He sees the truth. O Rama, he sees the truth who sees the body as a product of deluded understanding and as the fountain source of misfortune, and who knows that the body is not the self. He sees the truth who sees that this body pleasure and pain are experienced on account of the passage of time and the circumstances in which one is placed, and that they do not pertain to him. He sees the truth who sees that he is the omnipresent infinite consciousness which encompasses within itself all that takes place everywhere at all times. He sees the truth who knows that the self, which is as subtle as the millionth part of the tip of a hair divided a million times, pervades everything. He sees the truth who sees that there is no division at all between the self and the other, and that the one infinite light of consciousness exists as the sole reality. He sees the truth who sees that the non-dual consciousness which indwells all beings is omnipotent and omnipresent. He sees the truth who is not deluded into thinking that he is the body which is subject to illness, fear, agitation, old age, and death. He sees the truth who sees that all things are strung together in the self as beads are strung on a thread, and who knows I am not the mind. He sees the truth who sees all beings in the three worlds as his own family, deserving of his sympathy and protection. He sees the truth who knows that the self alone exists and that there is no substance in objectivity. He is unaffected who knows that pleasure, pain, birth, death, etc. are all the self only. He is firmly established in the truth who feels, what should I acquire? What should I renounce? When all this is the one self, salutations to that abode of auspiciousness who is filled with the supreme realization that the entire universe is truly Brahman alone, which remains unchanged during all the apparent creation, existence, and dissolution of the universe. Vasistha's Yoga, translated by Swami Venkatesananda. But with great confidence, the author replied, there is not even a single mistake in it. See, Bhagavan himself has corrected it with his own pen wherever it was necessary. So, I am confident that this alone is his correct life history. Without saying anything further, Kunji Swami brought the biography to Sri Bhagavan and complained, oh, Bhagavan, your own handwriting is found here in many places. So, you must have seen this. But how can this all be true? Are all these other things true, pointing to the world? And is this alone false? Replied Sri Bhagavan with a peaceful smile. Though this sounds humorous, we should notice the profound teaching that lies hidden in it. From his reply, it is clear that the ever-attained experience of Sri Bhagavan, who teaches that the world is a mere false appearance, is that even the ego, the individual who sees the world, is itself false. Those who do not know the self cannot but feel slighted and angry if some historical facts in their life, which would have otherwise given them fame and glory, were omitted or written about in a distorted manner. In this world, which is full of so-called great ones, who strenuously seek praise and publicity for self-glorification, how exalted is the greatness of Bhagavan Ramana, who is completely indifferent to any amount of disparaging words written about him. In Bhagavan's view, Even the biography we now have, which records his life as we saw it with our own eyes, is as true as this Malayalam biography. That is to say, in Bhagavan's view, even his birth, his attainment of self-realization, his renunciation, and his life as Jagadguru are just as real or unreal as this Malayalam biography.